Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 4. Living with the Divine Trinity, living with Christ as Emmanuel, having the resurrected Christ living in us. Saturday. 2 Corinthians 1:8 through 9. For we do not want to be ignorant, brothers, of our affliction which befell us in Asia, that we were excessively burdened beyond our power, so that we despaired even of living. Indeed, we ourselves had the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Matthew 19:26 and 24 through 25. And looking upon them, Jesus said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And when the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Philippians 4, 5 through 7 and 11 through 13. Let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Not that I speak according to lack, for I have learned in whatever circumstances I am to be content. I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me. Related reading. God commanded the 12 leaders to take 12 rods according to the 12 tribes of Israel and put them in the tent of meeting before the ark. Then he said, "And the rod of the man whom I chose shall bud." All 12 rods were leafless, rotless, dry, and dead. Whichever one budded was the one that was chosen by God. Here we see that the resurrection is the basis of God's selection. It is also the basis of authority. Resurrection is everything that is not of our natural life, not of ourselves, and not based on our ability. Resurrection speaks of the things that are beyond us, which we cannot do in ourselves. Any rod can be engraved with flowers or painted with colors, but no one can make it bud. This is God's work. No woman in the world has ever given birth after her womb has been closed, but Sarah bore Isaac. This was God's doing. Hence, Sarah typifies resurrection. Resurrection means that one cannot do anything by himself, that he can only do it through God. Resurrection means that one ignores what he is and trusts only in what God is. God returned all the 11 rods to the leaders, but kept Aaron's rod inside the ark as an eternal memorial. This means that resurrection is an eternal principle in our service to God. All services to the Lord must pass through death and resurrection before they will be acceptable to God. Resurrection means that everything is of God and not of us. It means that God alone is able and that we are not able. Resurrection means that everything is done by God, not by ourselves. No one should be mistaken to think that he can do anything by himself. If a man continues to think that he is able, that he can do something, and that he is useful, he does not know resurrection. All those who know resurrection have given up hope in themselves. They know that they cannot make it. As long as the natural strength remains, the power of resurrection has no ground for manifestation. What we can do belongs to the natural realm, and what is impossible for us to do belongs to the realm of resurrection. To be a Christian is not merely difficult, it is impossible. Only the processed and consummated triune God living in us as the all-inclusive spirit can be a Christian. What the New Testament requires of us is too high. We praise the Lord that it is not we who need to fulfill the New Testament requirements, but the Spirit in us who fulfills them. Instead of doing things in ourselves, we should simply enjoy His living and His working. Only the Spirit can be a Christian, and only the Spirit can be an overcomer. Remember, the Spirit is our God, our Father, our Lord, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Shepherd, and our life and life supply. The Christian life is altogether the process and consummated triune God as the all-inclusive Spirit. In this Spirit, we have the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. In the Spirit, we are in the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Our God is the process and consummated triune God, who is the consummated all-inclusive Spirit as everything for our Christian life. When we have a need or a disability, we can remind Him of it. When we are facing a difficult situation, we can talk to Him about it. Then He, the one who lives in us, will come in to face the situation and do whatever is needed.